San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you download the app for 760 KFMB or tune in radio, you can hear this show on any device as it airs. And all these podcasts are commercial-free on iTunes and at iymoney.com. Now, time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author, lecturer, philanthropist, and a family office expert advising several high net worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
Doing great, Joe. But on Thanksgiving morning, I'm not going to be a marathon runner. I'm going to be a 10K runner and then a 5K runner. Well, the 5K is going to be in a turkey costume.
Well, with all these elections going on, there's a lot of running going on. It's not just elections.
A lot of people running for office.
A lot of people
running off at the mouth.
Well, I know in this first segment here, we wanted to talk
about... running.
Your race and...
We've got a really special guest.
We certainly do.
With another one coming right after the break.
Yes, she's a friend of the show, returning guest of the show, heavily involved with the Oceanside Turkey Trot and a lot of other runs and running events. And her name is Kathy Kinane. Kathy, welcome back.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Richard. Great to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, what can you tell us about what's coming up on Thanksgiving this time? It is your 25th anniversary in the whole running industry. Is that correct?
And it's the 11th annual Oceanside Turkey Trot.
Right. But I'm talking about Kathy Kinane Events, Richard. We'll
correct.
Get to you in a second.
Yes. I've been in the event business. Actually, I put my first turkey trot on in 1976.
In Oceanside?
No, Isla Vista Turkey Trot.
The where?
Isla Vista, California.
Where's that?
I was at UC Santa Barbara at the time, and it was one of the first events I put on as an event promoter. I worked for the intramurals department, and a local friend who owned the alternative print shop said, "Hey, Kathy, you want to put on a turkey trot?" And I said, "Well, sure, why not?" So we designed the course and had a race, and I was 19. And
wow.
I'm so happy to have had a career trying to get people to be out and running.
You got volunteers and police protection and all that involved? I guess in the early days, it's kind of rudimentary. Put a few cones up and
run. Back then, yes. Rudimentary would be a good word to describe it. Yes.
You have people pointing. Run
this way. Signing waivers. Yeah. And...
we had a little bit of that, but yeah, it was pretty fast and loose. I had done the Naturalite Beer 5K right before that in October, and that's when my friend came to me and said, "Hey, let's do a turkey trot." And so there we were, running kind of on the streets of Isla Vista out to Devereaux Point and finishing right in the Central Park. And
but you've been a running enthusiast almost your entire life, right? When did you first discover it or get into it and discover how
I started running in 1974. I had pneumonia, and the doctor said to me, "Well, you're never going to play sports again. You know, I broke 5 ribs," and I was kind of a mess.
How'd you do that?
Coughing, probably.
Coughing, right. Yeah. And I
honest
just,
to God?
Yeah, I broke a rib once coughing when I had bronchitis.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's serious.
So,
how old were you at the time, Gary? You're willing to,
14.
Huh.
And I thought, well, I really want to play sports. And let's just put it this way. 2 years later, I had been varsity in 5 sports and MVP in 3. So I was highly motivated after spending 3 months with pneumonia.
This is in high school. 5 sports. What were your 5 sports?
Gymnastics, volleyball, soccer, track, and cross country.
Oh my gosh.
Was it boys cross country or girls? Did you have a team?
It did start out as boys cross country. My first race
was
with the freshman boys team. And I was a soccer player at the time. And so I ran and walked just like when you started. And I ended up winning. And I just found that, you know, it just gave me peace. You know, teenage years can be rough on young girls. Yeah. And I just found that running just gave me
and
peace.
And boys, those people, depression's a big thing in the adolescent years, right? And sport and running.
Yeah, and kids are more sedentary now than they were back in our day.
And I don't know if football or collision sports are necessarily great, but certainly anything aerobic like running certainly will help us out emotionally, right?
Right. So I wrote a paper in 1977 on depression and exercise.
Really?
And that's pretty much when I committed myself to, you know, encouraging other people to have a lifestyle that involved aerobics, whether it's swimming, walking uphill, biking, anything that gives you that rhythmic breathing that affects your brain.
You know, when I moved out at the age of 22, I was trying to quit smoking, which I had started at the age of 18, like most idiotic kids. And boy, I wanted to quit so badly, and took another to you, but I read this book by, I think his name was Theodore Castro-Laba or Castro-Bal. He was a psychologist locally, and he wrote a book, it wasn't The Joy of Running, but something with regard to that. And he talked about depression and how they took clinically depressed patients and just made them move for 45 minutes, whether run, walk, whatever, just made them move every day. And he said they all, to some degree or another, they all improved. And boy, that made an impact on me. So I took up jogging and whatever, and I'm convinced that's what really ultimately helped me quit smoking, because I think you got to replace a bad habit with a good one if you're really serious about
it. Makes sense. You know.
So there are many, many books about that. There's a book called The Flow that talks about that. Shits Mahali was fantastic. And, you know, the problem is the pharmaceutical companies have also discovered that humans have a predisposition towards depression, especially when they're inactive, and they found chemical treatments for it, which is so unfortunate, because it would be so much better if they would go and hunt and gather and, you know, walk up some hills.
The endorphin release, like when you belly laugh, the same thing when you run, and I guess it's your naturally produced type of morphine or whatever, or painkiller, then, and you get that from jogging, and, well, they talk about the runner's high. I think that's probably what it is, so...
It can be dance. It can be dancing. It can be any kind of movement. Anything that has rhythmic breathing associated, and it affects, you know, dopamine and your serotonin levels. And I think for me, certain people are more, again, predisposed towards depression with inactivity than others.
It is, and breathing's a big deal. I just heard, I met John Lennon's sister. She made a present, and she was talking about some yoga and breathing exercises alone, which she says has been really beneficial to her. So we're going to do a show on mindfulness here in a few weeks as well.
But Kathy, you became an Olympic trialist, right?
I did in 1984. I qualified for the first women's U.S. Marathon Olympic trials. I ran 2:49:58, and the qualifying standard at the time I think was 2:52, and it's had some great memories. You know, in San Diego there was 10 of us that ran under the Olympic qualifying standards, and we shared some great memories training together, and of course sharing the experience up in Olympia.
Now, you've been in the business 25 years, so how many events now have you produced, or are you still in charge of?
Well, we've produced around 215 over the 25 years. And prior to that, I co-founded Elite Racing, which managed the Carlsbad 5000 at the time. And it's been a lot. But what I love most now is that kind of man on the street are participating, and most especially women on the street are participating.
Well, let's talk about the turkey trot. What percentage of entrants are female?
We run about 60% female, and then the rest are male.
And a few turkeys.
And one of the things that I was talking to a male about was that one of my favorite quotes was a gentleman who wrote how he only hopes that after he is dead and gone, that running with his boys at the turkey trot would be one of their fondest memories.
It is a great family event, isn't it? I mean, we should plug it. I mean, it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving morning. We start bright and early with what?
6:45, we start the 10K, and then we start the 5K at 8:10, and then we have plenty of time for those 5Kers.
What time is the OK? That's
I have to mention that. We have 10,000 total. We have 7,000 in the 5K, and 4,500 of them walk.
Yeah.
So those people who don't feel like they're quite up to running a 5K can do the walk. And this year we started a senior 1 mile.
The day before, though.
The day before, and it was because
it'll be Wednesday the 23rd.
We had about 14 octogenarians last year, and I picked up a few on the course, and they were very emotional about how much it meant to them to be at the event. And I thought, well, I told a few of them to take a shortcut, but then I thought I could have them have a 1 mile the day before, and the families could come down and support them doing their 1 miles and cheer them on, and they'll get the T-shirt and the medal and the goodies and the photos and everything.
And, of course, all the information is at osideturkeytrot.com, because we're coming up on our break pretty soon. And you've had some experience with our guest that's coming up who's been a legend.
Yeah, Bob Babbitt is next. Yeah. He's a legend, not only in his own mind, but legitimately.
Yeah.
But big thank you, Kathy, too, to I know Tri-City Hospital is sponsoring the Festival of Senior Miles, and also, of course, we are the Pacific Marine Credit Union.
There you go. Anyway, Kathy, thanks for being our guest. We'll see you again soon.
Kathy, appreciate it.